Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Head Boys Track and Field Coach Chad Jarvis. And Chad, thanks for chatting with us again. Had some pretty good success since we last talked. I believe last time we talked was before the season even got underway. Mm-hmm. And this week alone, a couple of wins at track meets.
Yep. Yeah, just a lot of, I mean, really, honestly, the nice thing is we just got a lot of guys who work hard and want to compete. And that's most of it, getting those track meets, getting those guys to run three or four events and give an effort in them. And that's what we got. So that's kind of what it equals out to at the end of the day, is some nice team success.
That kind of makes coaching a little easy, doesn't it? Somewhat.
Yeah, no, it's never easy, but that makes it easier.
There we go. All right, there we go. Yeah, we'll talk about maybe some of the folks that you know, don't necessarily place all the time, but that are kind of coming up that you've been impressed with making improvements.
We have a couple guys who are going to step it up this year that they're not quite there yet, but they're going to get there. There's just always that transition into understanding that you are competitive and that you can have high expectations for yourself. So we got a couple guys that I think this next week are going to make a big step for us. We already had guys who made huge steps already, but not being silly, but you kind of just expect that from some of those guys. They come out, they've had success, they've bought in, they want to do well, they start the season right, and good attitudes and good effort and, you know, high expectations for themselves. Yeah. So getting some of these other guys, we got a few guys who are in there who I think could make a big difference. We got Dawson Mackey. He could do really good for us this year. High hopes for him, and I think he's got a lot of improving to do this year, which he's definitely capable of. Another one, we've got Ali. He's another one of our guys. He's just on the cusp of, I think those can be some really good 400 guys, and they're going to be real important for us at the end of the year. Just doing awesome. We got another kid, Jason. He's a 100, 200 guy, and he can really help us out just getting some confidence in himself and just really stepping up his game. Those are three that really come to my forefront of my mind right away. We have one more guy. He hasn't done as many things, but he's about to step up. Isaiah Hansen, real good kid. So we got about, and I'm probably missing a few too.
I'm sure there's
tons of kids I could talk about, but those are just four that I think in this next week are going to make a big step with all the other kids that have done so already.
Yeah, I'm Caden Klein, of course, he's been on a tear lately.
Yeah, I mean, he's different character. That guy wants to do the most for the team always. Very successful, but very selfless too. I mean, he would do anything that you asked him to do within reason, you know. If he thought it was going to help the team, he'd be out there doing it. So just a great team leader, a great team captain, just a great kid. I got tons of talent and tons of good attitudes. The other one I got is Riley Treese. He's had a lot of success
this year.
And he's going to do well in the 110 highs this year, and just finding a few other things for him for the end of the year too. Because at the end of the year, obviously our goal is to do really well at state, and, you know, we got to find how we can utilize these guys the best towards the end of the year. So,
how about the field events? Have you seen some progress in those?
Yeah, we have some good throwers. I'm interested to see how it ends up, because, you know, once you got one guy who's doing real well, some other people will step up. So Nick's done real well. We got a couple of those sneakers in there who I think are going to get better quicker. We got like Zach. Is going to do what Zach Felton's going to do well for us in the discus. He just gets to pop a long one out there, and he'll be a kid at the end of the season that I think is going to help us a ton. And then I don't know who's going to race from the cream of the crop of all those guys, but we have a lot of throwers this year. I think we have like 13 throwers.
That's kind of unusual.
So it's pretty competitive. And my first year here, we were struggling to find a guy who could throw over 40.
Recruiting people, huh?
Yeah, and now we've got, I don't know, probably six guys who could throw 40, and some of them are just right under there. So just a different feel for throwers. And when you got good guys, it just helps everybody get better. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, if Nick can do that, well, so can I. Maybe I can't throw 56 like Nick, but maybe I can throw 45, which is still a really good throw. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And they just have a little more confidence and just a little just more confident when they get out there.
At this point in the year, I mean, you've had relays that have been doing really well. Do you mess around with those much? Are you pretty set with their lineup?
I mess around with them. The best guys are gonna. There's some competition. We have a really good 4x2. Our sprint bed's gonna be really big, really good, and you know, it's gonna be our four fastest guys. It would be real hard to misplace one of those guys in that, but like, we have a couple guys who competing, and that's important to have. You can't just have four fast guys, because then they get comfortable in their situation. So having somebody who's on their heels, and we got a couple guys who are on their heels. I mean, we didn't run our varsity 4x2. We ran nobody from our varsity 4x2. We ran a 237 the other day, which isn't close to what we did, but obviously there's some guys in there. You know, there's a few faster and slower, but there's some guys in that little heat there that will compete for that spot. I'm not saying they're going to kick anybody out of one, but the you know, it's good to have somebody nipping at your heels, I guess.
Definitely. And of course, we've got Drake Relays coming up. Should have pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
People out there.
We will see. It looks like we'll get. I mean, we have a couple automatic qualifiers already, so from there, and then we got a real solid 4x2. Our 4x1's good to go. Our 4x2's going to, you always hate to say always, but it's a real good time, so.
Yeah.
And we got a couple more days to run it if it does get beat out, but I don't foresee that happening, but you never know. We'll be ready.
Yeah, you got a big meet today.
Yeah.
Got a big meet out of Iowa City today. That's pretty full field.
Yeah, and we're just taking a few guys to that, just guys who are just focused on qualifying for Drake Relays, so we'll see how that goes. But we pretty much got three guys who will be running that, so are be participating in that. Caden's going to do a few events, and then Isaiah Hans is going to high jump there, and then Milburn's going to throw. So.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, you've been doing good, and keep up the good work. Yeah. Appreciate you chatting with us.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Chad Jarvis, head coach of the Newton track and field team for the boys here at Newton High School on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.